going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And, behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, but go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Would you pray for me tonight that the Lord would help us preach? Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that is here. Pray, God, that you'll have your way in this service, that you'll touch this message, Lord, in this time that we look into your word. We ask you for your anointing, a special touch from God, that you would meet us in these altars. Speak to our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to take for a scripture text, verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, "Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me a little cake. Make me therefore a little cake first. Bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." He said, "Go and do as thou hast said, but." He told her, he said, "Bring me something to drink." And she went to get it, water. As she was going, "Bring me a little morsel of bread in your hand." She said, "I don't have nothing but one little cake. I'm gathering these two sticks. I'm going to make a fire. We're going to make this bread. Me and my son is going to eat, and then we're going to die." He said, "Do as you've said, but first." And so I want to preach tonight on some things that God wants to change. Some things that God wants to change. Amen. Some things that God wants to change. We sing, "Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. Lord, I want to be more like you." We want God to change us, don't we? Amen. We want God to move in our life and help us. I would like to look into this story at some things that God wants to change. The songwriter said, "When I said, change me, Lord, it was easy to say, but when it comes down to you change me, it's a whole lot harder to do." And God does want to make better people out of us, better individuals, better mamas and better daddies, better Christians, better brothers, better sisters. God wants to make us into individuals that bring glory to His name. God wants to take circumstances and bring glory to His name. So if the Lord would help me preach tonight, and y'all will help me just for a little while, I'll try not to hold you too long tonight, but I would like to preach on some things that God wants to change. Said, "I don't have nothing but one little handful of meal, and I've got just a little bit of oil." Said, "I'm going to go in here and I'm going to make it." And can you imagine the discouragement that this mother was facing in this time in her life? Can you imagine the fear that she faced? She was a widow woman. She had one son. And how much she must have loved him. She was gathering two sticks. She didn't know Elijah was coming. She didn't know what was fixing to take place. And she tells him, all I have is one little bitty cake. Amen. And we're going to eat it and we're going to go. Now I want to preach first off on some things that God wants to change. Elijah said unto her, fear not. Amen. God wants to take our fear and change it into faith. He said, fear not. Go and do as you've said. But first make me a little cake, for thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. You know, we may not look at it in our life, amen, as God changing something, but fear has destroyed a lot of individuals. Fear has destroyed a lot of walks with God and relationships with God. We must, amen, let that perfect love take over in our heart and life and cast out fear. The Bible says perfect love casteth out fear. Thank God that He can cast it out just like He cast the devil out of heaven. When God casts out something, it's gone. The Bible says, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from the sky. You know, you can see the flash of lightning, but if you see a flash, you don't have time to turn around. Unless it's maybe going across like that, but you better turn around in a hurry. It just flashes so fast and gone. And that's how quick the devil got out of heaven when God said, go. And when God, amen, casts something out of our life, amen, it goes quick. He said, fear not. The first thing God wants to do is cast fear out of our life. He comes to this widow woman. All she has is a handful of meal. All she has is a little oil in a cruse. All she has is two sticks in her hands. All she has is this fear in her heart, this great fear. And I wonder how many times in our life could we allow God to do great things in our life and through us and bring glory to His name if we would let Him first cast the fear out of our life. Amen. Take the fear and turn it into faith. Take the fear and cause it to bring us closer to God. Amen. He said, fear not. There's a lot of fear nots in the Bible. You know, we get to worrying. Somebody said, worry is like a rocking chair. Just sit there and rock back and forth and, you know, don't go nowhere. No progress. The devil will get a hold to your mind, get a hold to your life, and cause you to think all kinds of things and cause you to have all this imagination. Amen. Built up. You know, the Bible said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Elijah said, fear not. The first thing that God wanted to change in this widow's life was fear and turn it into faith. You know, when we go to pray, the devil says, well, it ain't never going to change. Ain't never nothing going to happen. Amen. All that fear overtakes us. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to your life? Where will you be in the future? Where will you be, amen, as time goes on? What will happen in your life? God wants to take and change some things. I'm preaching on some things that God wants to change. And He wants to change fear into faith. Jesus went and cast the devil, amen, out of the man legion. And they asked Him to leave. But when He came back, the people was all gathered there and waiting on Him. Amen. And all of this was going on, different things. And Jesus is walking down, amen, and going and going to heal this Jairus' daughter. The Bible says that he had a daughter that was greatly sick. Amen. At the point of death. And Jesus is going. He sidetracked the woman with the issue of blood. Just reached out and touched the hem of his garment. The Bible said while he was speaking unto her, there came a ruler from, there came somebody from the ruler's house and said, trouble the master no longer, for thy daughter is dead. Amen. Leave the master alone. And Jesus, when he heard it, he said, be not afraid, only believe. You know, God, amen, many times has to cast the fear out of our life because faith won't stay alive. When we worry and we fret and we, amen, try to figure everything out, a lot of times it brings us to the place where we can't allow God to move. Be not afraid, only believe. I think about when Jesus was walking on the water, Matthew chapter number 14. The Bible says that they cried out for fear, and Jesus said, "Be not afraid, it is I." The fear he wanted to turn into faith. He said, Peter said unto him, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter come down out of the ship and walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous and he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" When he was afraid, the fear, amen, when he was afraid in fear, the faith took the exit. But when faith came in, the fear had to take the exit. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." I wish tonight that somebody in this service, that the Lord would like to change things in your life. He wants to take the fear and turn it into faith. I want us to get this picture. The picture, the Bible says that this woman was a widow woman. She didn't hardly have nothing. Do you feel like you don't have nothing? Do you feel like how you're going to make it through? Do you look at what's ahead of you and think, "Oh my, amen, if it was in the same situation, amen, all it is just a handful of meal. I've just got small options. I've just got small, amen, things that'll work together." But God wants to change some things in our life. And the first thing he wants to change is he wants to take the fear, amen, and turn it into faith. He said, "Why did you doubt?" Oh, all that fear. Y'all probably heard the story about the zookeeper in San Diego Zoo. Is the largest zoo in the United States, or one time it was, and he wrote a book about his different things that happened in that zoo. And one of the chapters in that book is called "What If?" And he tells the story that they was at lunch and there were several zookeepers that was in there eating lunch together at the same time, and said they was, you know, having a good time and everything going good, and somebody said, "What if, you know, Bozo the lion jumped the, you know," they knew all the weak spots, said, "What if Bozo," you know, whether his name was Bozo, but he calls the name, you know, this zookeeper said, "What if the lion jumped over with the ostriches, or what if the, you know, the zebra, you know, fell through the whatever it was?" And so all these zookeepers are sitting there at lunch. And he said that they got to laughing and talking about what if this happened. And said another zookeeper said, "Well, what if, you know, the cobra got out and, you know, got in the visitor center?" And, you know, somebody else, "Well, what if the elephant, you know, grabbed the tree and threw it over the fence?" And then somebody else, you know, "Well, what if?" And all this, just what if. And he said, you know, we was laughing and carrying on. Said, "And lunch goes on. We're all, see who could get the biggest what if." And then finally somebody, amen, "What if," you know, had the greatest "what if." And all of those zookeepers, he said, we ran out of there. Every one of us had gotten such a frenzy in our mind thinking that all of these what ifs could happen. Said nothing. Everything was fine. Bozo the lion was laying out there taking a nap. You know, Charlie the elephant was there. He hadn't done nothing but eat his peanuts. But that's the way Christians are. We'll sit in a corner and we'll say, "What if this happens?" Or "What if that happens?" And we'll have a pain. What if that's cancer? Amen. Our chest will hurt. Well, what if that's a heart attack? Or, you know, I mean, all these different things. And here was this woman. You know, she had already planned her son's funeral. She had already wrote out the funeral plans. And he wasn't even dead. Matter of fact, when he did die, Elijah raised him from the dead. That's exactly the way we are. We've got it all planned out, and we never take into the equation that faith can change things, and that God is still able to change things, and that God is able to move mountains and turn situations around. Amen. And so here he comes to her and he says, do as you've said, but amen, fear not. Praise God. And the Lord would like to encourage somebody tonight and take our faith and turn it into fear. Take our fear and turn it into faith. He said, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. You know, when the disciples said, the apostles said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. You know, the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want greater faith, read the word of God. Read the Bible. Amen. Let God speak to you. Faith is not increased by what you see. It's increased by the word of God. There was those, amen, in the Bible time that saw him raise the dead, saw him open blinded eyes. Somebody said, I believe if I could see somebody raised from the dead. Really? Jesus said you wouldn't. Bible says that Jesus said the rich man was in hell, and he said, send him a drop of water and cool my tongue. He said, there's a great gulf fixed. The Bible said, he said, send him to my brothers and tell them lest they come. He said, if they won't believe Moses and the prophets. And you know what? When he says Moses and the prophets, you know what that's talking about? It's talking about the Old Testament. Moses and the prophets is the Old Testament. And the Bible says in that, Abraham in that story says, if they won't believe Moses and the prophets, they wouldn't believe if somebody rose from the dead. In other words, if people won't listen to the Bible and preaching an old time word of God, they wouldn't believe if grandma came back. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So, he wants to change our fear into faith. He wants us to believe him. Amen. The faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is not built on what we see. Faith is built on what we hear in the word of God. I remember one sister say, well, I'd believe in healing more if I'd seen more healings. That's not true. I don't care what you say. You would not believe an ounce more no matter what you saw. Because faith doesn't come by sight. We don't walk by sight. Amen. It's built on the word of God. There is an order in God's way. And there is the word of God, which is facts. Amen. And then there's faith. And then there's feeling. A lot of times we go off of feeling last. Praise God. My response was, if we would believe God, we would see more. It's not that if we saw more, we would believe more. Help us, Lord. He said, I want to change some things in your life, widow woman. I want to change your fear into faith where you believe God. I don't know what happened. I don't know if that barrel was filled all the way to the top and it never went down. Or I don't know if God just kept on putting a handful in after every time she took a handful out, a handful went in. Amen. It doesn't matter how God did it. But I'm telling you, God's still in the business of miracles, and God still changes circumstances. And the first thing God wants to change in our life is our fear into faith. He said that right there. He said, I'm going to change your fear into faith. This is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, the first day of the week. They came down, Mary Magdalene, when it was yet dark. Mary Magdalene, that one that he cast seven devils out of. My God, amen. A deliverance in her life, she came down there, amen, with Simon Peter, and the disciples went home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels
those in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had been lain. And they say unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She saith unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." What kind of fear and what kind of doubt could a person get themselves in that they're not even shook up by looking at angels? What kind of a mind frame can we get ourselves in that she didn't even wake up and realize the supernatural's going on here and there's two angels talking to her? When she had said thus, she turned herself back and she saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, "Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." Hallelujah. She turned and saith unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." He wanted to change her fear into faith. Hallelujah. And God wants to take our fear. What is it that you're seeking God about? And the devil says, "It's impossible. It'll never happen." God wants to change some things. Maybe you're gathering sticks in your life to do one more good deed. She was gathering sticks and she was going to do one more good deed for her problem. "I'm going to give my son one more service and then it's over." But God wanted to change some things. Do you realize this setting, how God sets things up? He walks into the city and there she is gathering sticks. And it happens to be the very last sticks, amen, for her death. That's all she could do is cook one more meal and it was over. God said, "I want to change some things in your life. I want you to know, amen, God wants to change circumstances in our life. He wants to turn things around. We believe God can turn things around. I've seen God turn things around. I've seen Him fix things, amen, that there was no way that I could fix. Amen, I've seen God work in situations. Amen, I've seen the power of the Holy Ghost change things." I remember one time, amen, several years ago, I was standing, amen, on the platform in a service, and there was such a turmoil in some individuals' lives and some circumstances that was going on. They came in that service that night. And they came in the service that night and was, you know, there was going to be a head blow right then, that right there. Now, I remember when I came out and realized and, you know, scanned the crowd and looked what was going on and saw the looks on faces. I remember the Holy Ghost came upon me and I began to speak in tongues, and I couldn't just, you know, just praying, not out loud in front of everything. The service was going on, singing. I can't remember what it was, but I remember the Holy Ghost began to take over, and the first thing the Lord did was He took my fear and turned it into faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost changed everything on the inside of me first. Amen. And before that service was over, the whole thing was resolved and never ever turned out in the way that it could be. Amen. I'm preaching tonight on some things that God wants to change. Would you hear me tonight if I said that God wanted to help you in your life and God wanted to fix some problems in your life, but before He did it, He has to do it in His order. And the first thing He wanted to change in her life is He wanted to change fear into faith. Church, unbelief displeases God. When we doubt, it displeases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. The only way to please God is with faith. Unbelief hinders God. How can a man hinder the mighty working of God? Because He chooses to work through us, and He chooses to work in us, and unbelief hinders the work of God. Amen. My son will never be saved. The devil loves for you to say that. Man, he loves it. My marriage will never work out. The devil loves for you to say that. It'll never change. My husband will never be saved. The devil is so happy to hear that. Praise God. Help us to speak in faith. It shall be. Speak it in faith. It shall be. Praise God. I've seen God do it. I've seen God answer prayer. The Bible said, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Amen. And believe in his heart, it shall be done. Whatsoever he saith, it shall be done. Praise God. Help us. Amen. To realize God wants to change some things in our life. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for his, amen, helping hand. Thank God we're sitting in this church house right here tonight. I remember we'd drive down the road. We was going to build over there on the old place. And we'd cut them trees down. And we'd drive by and Sister Bethany would say, there's our church. Amen. There's the church. You're going to pastor. You're going to buy that church. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. It came a reality. I said, I thank God that it came a reality. Amen. And God is able to bring a reality in your life. Amen. Don't say things like, well, I guess it's always going to be this way.
Amen.
Unless you want it to be. I'm not talking about false, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, junk, you know. You guys go out there, you know, I claim this Corvette, or I claim this Cadillac, I claim this, you know, I mean, all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, when we was looking for a house, and I believe it was a miracle we bought this house over here, and I know it was, but we saw a lot of nice houses, a lot of nicer houses that we wanted and different things, and would have been nice, but it wasn't a reality, you know? Say, well, your faith is, you know, too small or something like that. You know, come on, church. I'm not going to, you know, you got to have some common sense when it comes to some things. You can get carried away with your emotions and things. I mean, God's going to make me a millionaire. God's going to this, and he may. It's got to be his will. And the first thing he wants to change is the fear and turn it into faith. The next thing he wants to change, amen, he said, go and do as thou hast said, but make me a little cake first. And this is where I'd like to preach to you for a little while if the Lord would help me. Amen, if the Lord would touch us tonight. Amen, it says, amen, you're going to go and you're going to make you a little cake. You're going to make you a cake. You and your son is going to eat, but you're going to make me a little cake first. Now I'd like to preach to you tonight. It's not that God is going to change your plans. He's just going to change the order of your plans. Hallelujah. It's not that God's not going to give you the desires of your heart, but he's going to change the order of the plans. Amen. God will give us the desires of our heart. Blake, straighten it up. Can we just ask the Lord to help us in this service right here, right now? Pray against every hindrance and everything. My Lord, help us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to change the plans. Now, I think, you know, we just had a wedding Sunday, or my Lord, I'm messed up now, Friday. And I thought, you know, it makes you think about when you got married, when I got married, and makes me think about us and plans and different things. And who would have told us when we got married 12 years ago that we'd be pastoring, you know, would have bought houses and sold them and had children and adopted children and worked and took missionary trips and traveled the world and, you know, and different things. If you could have told me, young girls, if you could have told me
amen, that was going to take place, I probably, you know, would have laughed at you or thought, no, there's no way, or it wouldn't have, you know. But those was the desires of my heart. Amen. I wanted to pastor and I wanted to preach. I wanted to help people. Amen. I wanted to get married and have me a beautiful wife and family and children and, you know, love in my home and different things like that. Brothers and sisters, God, it's not that He changed my plans, but He changed the order of my plans. You see, it's not that God didn't give me what I wanted. It's just I had to put Him first. I think about the times when I was a teenager, you know, and I was at youth camp, and the devil say, you know, if you don't, you know, if you don't get your girlfriend, or if you don't this or that, you'll never get married. You'll be old, you know, you'll be an old bachelor or whatever. You'll never find anybody. But God was just trying to change the order of my plans. Now I want you to know, young people, tonight, those desires that you have in your heart. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, the desires you have in your heart. It's not that God wants to change your plans. He just wants to change the order of your plans. He said, you can go and make you a cake, but make me a little cake first. Now I want you to know, the devil tell you, I remember, you know, as a young teenager, you know, just different things, because we didn't have cell phones. I feel sorry and pray for young people nowadays, you know, with all kinds of different things to pray through and find out if it's God's will and different, you know, but the devil's always the same, and he's always been out to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy. But you know, I remember the devil telling me, you wear them long sleeves, there ain't no girl ever gonna like you. You don't fit in, you don't, you know, this. And all I ever desired was just to make it in life. I remember a young man telling me, you know, I said, I don't care. I just want to have a family. I want to have a job and a house and different things. And I'm standing here to tell you right now, stand right here and tell you, God has given me the desires of my heart. But He didn't change my desires. He just changed the order of my desires. I'd like to get this across tonight, if y'all could pray for me. Amen. It's not that God won't give you what you want. It's just He said, make me a little cake first. Go and make yourself a cake. Go ahead, but make me a little cake first. Now, y'all look at me right now. If she wouldn't have made Him a little cake first, she would have had a funeral and buried her son. Amen. Now I want you to know something. Amen. If we don't follow through with what God's plan is for our life, whether it's issues of holiness or issues of living for God. I mean, you know, the devil will lie to you. You know, we just was up here, you know, and married Brooke, and the devil will tell these young girls, you know, if you don't dress, you know, where you can get a boy, if you don't dress where, you know, he would want you, you'll never get one. I want to tell y'all something. A guy that marry a girl just because of the clothes she wears or the skimpy clothes she wears, you can't wear clothes to keep one like that. Somebody else will outdress you. My wife's, some of my wife's family's here tonight. I didn't know her when she was growing up very much. I met her 7 months before I ran off with her. And that's the way homeless people do. Most homeless people don't date 10, 12 years, you know. You just get married. Am I right? I mean, some of these guys and gals going on for 4 and 5 years, there's something wrong. Or something going wrong. Or something right. But it's not that God wants to change your plans. God was hard on me. Y'all listen to me tonight. I said it was hard on me sometimes as a teenager. You know, when I chose
amen, to not fit and play and go and date and carry on, just go wild. That was hard. But my plans, what I wanted was, I just wanted a family. I just wanted love. Y'all still with me tonight? Y'all looking at me, but I'd like to preach to you. And I found love. Sister Bethany said, "You know what side your bread's buttered on?" I said, "My bread's buttered on both sides." I found it. Y'all still with me? But the lie of the devil is, you might as well just do what you can, because it ain't never going to work out the way you really want it. Take these sticks and go make that little handful, make that little cake, and then bury your son. Just go on. We'll all feel sorry for you. But God wants to change our plans in this way. He's not going to deny us what we desire. Matter of fact, he's going to fulfill the desire. But what he's going to do is he's going to change the order of the desire. And it's going to be God first. The Lord first. I'm telling you, there's so many devils fighting this message right now. There's so many spirits that's against us right now. There's no telling what's going through people's minds. There's no telling, because the devil's against us tonight. But can we just pray right now? Can we just stand and ask God to help us and move and touch us right now? God wants to change something tonight. God wants to help. Can we just put our mind on the Lord right now? Lord, we need your help right now. We need you to touch us. We need you to help us, God. We need you to have your way. We need you to speak to hearts. We need you, God, to help us, Lord, and touch us in the name of Jesus. I believe you, God, to touch us, Lord. Brother Wayne, you need prayer right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can we get our mind on the Lord right now? The Lord would touch him and heal him. Can you stretch your hand this way? Ask God to touch him. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devil. I rebuke every spirit of hell in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. I believe you to touch him, Lord, and heal him. I know, Lord, that you're the healer. I know, God, that you're the mighty God. I know, Lord, that there's nothing that you cannot do. You made our bodies, Lord. You're able to heal. You're able to touch. You're able to deliver in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand this way. Get your mind on the Lord tonight, church. Lord, I rebuke every devil. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive healing in Jesus' name. Receive healing in Jesus' name. Lord, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for touching him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God for touching him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. You're able to speak to our hearts tonight. You're able to speak to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm telling y'all what I'm trying to say right here. I might have stumbled all over myself. Amen. But what I'm trying to say, amen, is there's people that have desires. Maybe a young man, said, "Man, I want a beautiful girl. I want somebody, you know, that's classy. I want somebody that's a talented. I want somebody that, amen, you know, all these things." And the devil jumped up on my shoulder and said, "If you don't loosen up and if you don't get a little more, you know, spunk in you, and you don't get a little more wild in you, you'll never get nobody but than an old grandma. I want to tell you the devil's a liar. Amen. And what it wasn't that God wanted to change my plans. It's that God wanted to change the order of my plans. You feel better, brother? Amen. Y'all can be seated or keep standing, whatever. I'm going to preach just a little bit longer if I can. Amen. But the devil will lie to you girls. And he'll say, amen, if you, amen, what you want like you want, you'll have to do this and do that. You'll have to let up. Amen. Because guys don't want no old fogey. They don't want no old holiness girl. They don't want somebody strict. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, God wants to give, amen, every individual somebody that'll live for God. Amen. That'll be on fire for God. That'll pray. That'll fast. Amen. That'll work for God. That'll live for God. And the devil says, God is trying to change your plans. Amen. But I come to tell you today, when I was in a prayer room, amen, the Lord said to tell you, he'll give you what you want. He just wants to change the order of your plans. It's not that you can't make that cake. It's not that you can't have that, amen, desire in your heart. Amen. But what it is, amen, he wants to be first. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Y'all look at me. I had cousins. I'm talking about they listened to rock and roll when their mom and dad wasn't watching. They listened to country and western music. And I ain't going to lie to you. God gave me a desire for that old-fashioned southern gospel music. I'm talking about so old-fashioned, my wife don't even like it. I'm talking about the old-timey stuff. When I was a teenager, I liked that stuff. I didn't fit in. But in my heart, I wanted a classy wife. I wanted to buy a house. I wanted to have cars. I wanted to preach. I wanted to do all. I wanted to travel the world. I remember thinking, man, I want to go on missions trips. And I want you to know, I put God first in my life. Hallelujah. And I've traveled the world. God gave me a family. I've bought 3 homes. I've drove brand new cars off of lots. Come on now. The devil was trying to lie to me. Say I wouldn't get it if I wasn't going to loosen up. And I know what he's saying now. Now I want to tell you something. She said, I'm going to make me and my son a cake. He said, you can make you and your son a cake, but you make me a little one first. Now I want you to know it's not that God won't give you what you want, but he'll only give it to you, and it will only last if you put him first. If you put God first. Hallelujah. God deal with us about stuff. There's a reason God deal with you about stuff. There's a reason God will speak to you. Hallelujah. God don't take nothing away that he don't replace it with something far better. Hallelujah. He said, he walked by them fishermen and he said, hallelujah, I'm preaching right now on, he doesn't want to change your plans. He just wants to change the order of your plans. Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. Let's keep our mind on the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like for the Lord to help me. Now I stand right here and tell you that the Lord spoke to me this afternoon. Amen. And said the devil's lying to somebody. He's saying you'll never get what you want if you do what God has dealt with you to do. I come to call the devil out to you. I come to shame his plans. Amen. God is not taking away your plans. God's not taking away your desires. I tell you what God's doing. He's just saying, put me first, and it will never, ever run out. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. You know, somebody said, I speak as a fool. What they're saying is, you know, That's what Paul said in the Bible when he was talking about his experience. And I want to say I speak as a fool because everybody don't know, and it ain't all, you know, peaches and roses, and there's a lot of hard times. But I have seen, and I only say this to make a point, I have heard and I have seen where people said, you know, I'd sure like to have a marriage like you and Sister Bethany or something like that, you know. They don't know everything, or they wouldn't say that probably. But I want to tell the devil this. What about all those lies you told me, you know, back there? Ain't no, you know, nobody gonna like you. Nobody, you know, I mean, you're going all this junk, he says. That's what he tells these young people. He says, if you don't loosen up, you'll be an old maid. You'll never get what you really want. God is not, young ladies, changing your plans or desires. He's just changing the order of them so it will last longer. And so it'll be far better. Hallelujah. You got two choices, he said. Go make you and your son a cake, or go make, put God first just a little. And said the barrel of meal will never run out. And the cruise of oil will never fail. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching tonight on some things that God wants to change. He wants to change the order. He passed by Simon Peter and Andrew, his brother, and they was washing their nets. He said, amen, hallelujah, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Praise God. It wasn't that he was going to, amen, change what they was doing. He was just going to change the lake they was throwing their net in. I want you to know God is not changing your plans or desires. He's just changing the order of them. I'm preaching tonight on some things God wants to change. And then finally, he wants to change the end result of our situation. Instead of a funeral, amen, they ate many days. Amen, instead of dying, they lived and prospered. Amen, instead of, amen, shriveling up to nothing, they got fatter. I'm telling you tonight, the devil says you're going bankrupt. Hey, let God change some things and you won't. Amen, I said let God get in the equation and you won't. Amen, he said the barrel of meal never wasted and the cruise of oil never failed until God sent the rain. Amen, you know the Bible says that God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. It's not that God wants to destroy your life. He didn't come to destroy our lives. He come to make it better. It's not that God's going to put you 20 years of hard labor. Amen. But no, he's going to give you joy and peace and happiness. Amen. That'll surpass anything that this world could ever give. Amen. Living by faith. It's not like eating no moldy bread all the time. It's like a cat with 9 lives. I said, living by faith is not eating moldy bread all the time. It's like a cat with 9 lives. You can't knock them out. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all still with me tonight? I'm done preaching right here. Amen. He said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I want to tell you something, young people. Amen. The devil tell you living for God, amen, ain't for nobody. Amen. Living for God, there's too many do's and don'ts. There's too many rules and regulations. Living that old time way, that old holiness way. Amen. All they do is tell it what you can and can't do. Amen. I know the devil told me the same thing. Amen. But really, it's just putting God first. Really, it's just making God first in our life. And when God is first, amen, everything always works out. Amen. But when we ourselves is first, amen, it never does work out. If we made it all and we had it all and nothing ever went wrong, it wouldn't be worth going to hell over. Amen. But the Bible says, amen, that Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." Jesus said, "I say unto you, there's no man that have left house or brethren or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the gospels, and he shall receive 100-fold now and this time houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm preaching tonight on some things God wants to change. He wants to take fear and turn it into faith. He wants to take your plans and not change the plans, but change the order of the plans. It's not that you can't have number one. Amen, but God's got to be number one. And it's far better. Y'all ain't getting this tonight. Oh, God, help us. God wants to change the end result of it all. Hallelujah. Sister Bethany can tell you, when we got married, before we got married, I told her, I said, "I'll never be able to buy you a house." You know, I really believe that. "I'll never be able to buy you a house. I don't have nothing, you know." Didn't really know nothing but, you know, just mow yards and landscape and things like that. "I never will be able to buy you a house. Probably won't never have no new cars or nothing, you know. We didn't have no credit. We didn't even have a cell phone, you know. Live there. Rented a little house. I think it's $250 a month. A little bitty house there in Missouri. A house burnt down right there in Missouri that had a basement. And I was working for Brother Frank, and things was getting a little better, you know. And he came to me, and he told me, he said, I talked to the people that own that land is right there across from him. He said, they said they'd sell you that for $10,000. It was, you know, like 2 acres and house and all that there, you know. It was just the basement was all, it had burned out. We're just going to rebuild it. About that time was when Brother Liddell called and asked if I would, you know, pray about coming and pastoring this church. Now, I remember we drove down there, pulled up in that driveway and looked at that basement. And I thought to myself, here's my only chance. Brother Frank's a builder. He can build. And y'all seen what he built. Look what he did down there at the mission. You know, all that stuff's paid for and nothing. I mean, he's got, you know, just old lumber and everything. We'd have gathered up stuff and built it. And I knew that, and I thought, you know, here's my only chance. I could finally get my wife a house, and he could help me, you know, because I don't know stuff and all that. But we fasted 3 days and felt like coming down here and pastoring, and I remember thinking, you know, there's my only chance. And here I got this desire to go down here and chase rainbows and go down here to Kilgore, you know, and do all this, and it probably flop, nothing, you know, just a couple people in the church. You know how the devil is. My only chance. Praise God, but the devil is a liar. Now, I may not be a millionaire, but I'm telling you what, I'm blessed. Sister Bobby, was it? Who was it? Said, "I'm blessed." Brother Richard, "I'm blessed." I know people grew up with me. I mean, they fit in the crowd. They could tell all the jokes. They could laugh. They had all the girlfriends and all that stuff. And I knew that I could do it. Maybe a little bit at least. I could fit in. I chose not to. And I ain't got nothing. I ain't had nothing. I ain't even got a marriage. Don't even have nobody to love them. My God, help us tonight. It's not that he's going to change your plans. He's just going to change the order of the plans. And it'll last a lot longer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost.
The winds of this world surely blow at your heart. The enemy's grip surely is pulling for you. Surely the call of the voices, I hear the call saying, come with us. Thus saith the Lord God, I know the plans that I have for you. Thus saith the Lord, my plans are great. Your dream will become a reality. Thus saith the Lord, follow hard after me and put me first. I will do great things in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight. Sister Bethany's coming.
I'd like for all the young people to come stand up here on the front, you know. Oh, we want to pray for them. When all the young people come, stand right up here, we want to pray for them. These young ladies, these young men. Hallelujah. Let's pray for them tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, boys, girls, come on, let's pray. God's will be done in my life. Lord, fill us up. Lord, touch us. Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Have your way. Sister Tanya, maybe you could help us on the piano. Hallelujah, Jesus.